Welcome to the WGU Alumni Podcast. Here, you'll learn more about our Night Owl alumni, the amazing things our graduates are accomplishing, and you'll find ways to make the most of being part of this ever-expanding community.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the WGU Alumni Podcast. We are glad that you are tuning in yet again. And we've got another exciting episode here today. This is your host, Jeff Burton, joined by co-host Robert Sullivan. Hello, Robert.
Hello, co-host. You keep having me back. I like this.
Well, you know, back by popular demand, Robert.
I doubt that.
The people have spoken. No, it's good to see you. How are you?
Hey, great. I honestly love coming here. I love chatting with you. I love hearing from our alums like we will today on another interview on the podcast and excited about it. And so thanks for having me. And hey, if I'm an official co-host, then keep having me back. I love it.
Well, we're glad that you're here. And we're having a lot of fun. As our audience knows, we love showcasing our graduates and the great work that they're doing. And we also like to highlight, you know, various aspects of benefits of being an alum. We're a growing alumni base. Every month, we're adding thousands and thousands.
Right?
How many graduates are in this community now, Robert?
Over 315,000 graduates with over 350,000 degrees between them.
So, wow.
And we're adding, like you said, thousands, nearly 5,000 a month.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. And so in all 50 states as well. I mean, this really is a national university.
Coast to coast, really evenly spread, honestly, too. I mean, if you look, we're by population center, we're coast to coast, we're everywhere. Our grads are everywhere. And honestly, you probably are working with a WGU alum or are neighbors with a WGU alum, and you might not know it. So that's why it's important that we come together on this podcast through technology, wherever it is, so we realize, oh, wow. There's WGU students and alums all around me because we're growing that fast. We will soon be the largest alumni association in the world. Mm. We're heading there. We're only a couple years away from that at the rate that we're growing.
Man, sense of pride belonging to this university. That's
right.
Awesome. Well, today's episode is another fantastic episode. We've got another one of our graduates, and her name is Ginny. She's also a member of the team. I'm excited for Ginny to share her story. And Robert, you've done a great job of building this team. Tell me a little bit about the team and kind of the purpose and what we're all involved in engaging with our alumni.
Yeah, we have an incredible team here. Many are WGU alumni themselves, like Ginny, that we'll talk to today. And we've built this team, one, with Jeff, who you've heard from for a couple years now on the podcast. And so the audience knows you and the great work that you've done in commencement and with the programs, the benefits that exist. And now we've grown to have a representative of the alumni team in seven different regions across the country. So we can be more local. Where we're a coast-to-coast university like this, we want to be able to work with, meet the needs of our students and alumni where they live. And so Ginny's one of those. She lives just outside of St. Louis, Missouri. She represents the Midwest region. And when I first met Ginny for an interview, and I asked her a little bit about, hey, tell me about your story with WGU. And I was nearly to tears. And I think our audience today, when they listen, they'll find themselves the same way. Just like so many other alums, Ginny had this need in her life to further her education, and she also has trials in life while she's trying to do that. And that's why WGU is such a great service to so many, is that even with the busyness, the trials, and everything going on in life, WGU can fit in your schedule and your needs. And you're going to hear about that from Ginny and some things that she overcame to reach that goal. And look, if you want to know more about Ginny, she's actually on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Like all of us at the alumni office, and there's a WGU alumni group. We've got over 50,000 of our great alums there. So, you know, about a sixth of them. And we'd love to have all of them, all 315,000 there. But you can find Ginny on there and you could chat with her. And when you hear her story, you're going to want to know more about her and connect with her. And so join us there on LinkedIn and you can get to know all of us a little bit better. Ginny, if you're in the Midwest or any of the regions. So, you know, I'd welcome any listener to come find us there, say hi, connect with us, connect with other alums in their area.
I love this. Well, and this is, you know, a podcast that's going viral. So we should see a spike.
A huge spike.
In our LinkedIn attendance, just based on these listeners
alone.
Well,
you know, if I would have known it was easy as having Jeff announce it, I would have done it long ago.
We actually have a really good following to the podcast. It has nothing to do with me. It's because we've got this great audience.
And great stories.
Great stories.
Yeah.
great stories. And again, you've highlighted that here today. And we're going to get into Jenny's in a moment. But just real quickly about this LinkedIn group. So I go to LinkedIn and I type in, because it's a closed group. Is that That's correct? Right. So what do I type into the search bar to find it?
It's pretty easy. WGU alumni.
Okay.
That's the name of our group. You'll see it's the official one because we've got over 50,000 people there. I think we just surpassed 53,000. And we want you on there too. So come join us there. And when you join, I mean, we're adding people hourly because all of us are on there interacting with people, answering questions, comments, connecting people when we can. We're there. And so usually within just an hour or two, you're added. At most, you're going to wait till the next morning. So we see you, that you're an alum, you get into the group.
Perfect. And if you're already a member of LinkedIn and part of this community, we invite you, as you stated, to come on, to connect with others, to join the conversation. It's a great group, and it really is what we make of it. So if everybody gets in there and engages, it's this amazing community where we can help one another. And so definitely invite you to do that. Well, Robert, I think we should join the interview. What do you say we get this started?
Yeah, so we talked too long because this is an episode that you want to jump right to, because Jenny is, you're going to just be excited to hear from her. She's so friendly. She's so kind. And she's got an amazing story like so many of our alums. So you're in for a treat. We should get to it right away.
All right, let's go to that interview now. Okay, I'm super excited for this next interview. We have a special guest, and that would be Jenny Ursary. Jenny, how are you?
I am great, Jeff. Thank you so much for asking me to be here today.
Well, thank you. We're excited to have you on the podcast. You are a graduate of WGU.
I just
finished with your bachelor's not too long ago, and recently re-enrolled in your master's degree. You're from Hannibal, Missouri. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Absolutely.
And you also are relatively new to the WGU alumni engagement team as well.
Yes, I just celebrated 1 month on the team, so just a couple of days ago.
Awesome, awesome. We'll get into that in a moment, but how's it going so far?
It is going great. As far as professionally, like you said, I've started hitting some of my own personal goals and have just landed my dream job. And then personally, I would say professionally is one of my top priorities for my life, but also just really tackling some things that recently went into my 40s. We won't talk about how far into my 40s I am, but just really kind of life evaluation. And I'm really excited for 2024 and getting to be a part of WGU.
Well, Jenny, we look forward to hearing a little bit more about that in this interview. I want to hear about your experience as a graduate, and then also some of the fun things that you're tackling in 2024. And maybe we start there. And this can be either personally or professionally. But now as we're into January and we have the whole year ahead of us, what are you excited to take on in 2024?
So I would say, as far as professionally, really just diving into this role of alumni relations liaison. This is a new department for WGU. We've had a lot of work in the alumni realm from many departments within WGU. Now we're trying to centralize those efforts. And so getting to be a part of this new team and developing what that looks like and how to best serve our alumni, I'm really excited to get to tackle that along with my amazing teammates. Personally, I have several things, like I think most people do, that you go in. Some people are New Year's resolution type people. I don't know that I necessarily have a New Year's resolution. I do a vision board for myself to kind of set realistic goals and then set points of how to accomplish those goals. So for me, one of the main goals is actually being more directly involved in the types of food that we eat. My husband and I are, like I said, in our 40s and starting to really have an understanding of the value of the nutrition that we eat. And so really trying to research and become more familiar with the effects of nutrition, and then really trying to learn how to cook. I'm not much of a cook. My husband does the cooking in our home. And so to be able to tackle that, it's going to be interesting, to say the least, making sure that I have fire department on speed dial and definitely looking forward to seeing what I can accomplish in the kitchen. But I have a lot of interesting goals ahead. I'd like to get out and travel. I think that my job is going to help me do that quite a bit as I go and meet a lot of the people in my region and nurture those alumni relations. So yeah, I'm excited for 2024 and what it's going to bring, and professionally and personally.
I love that. And we are blessed to have you on the team. You've already brought in energy and ideas and excitement and a background that is very, very welcome on the team. And our graduates, our alumni throughout the country, and specifically there in the Midwest, are going to benefit from that directly. So that is awesome. Before we get too far in the interview, though, I mentioned this in your just introducing you, that you are from Hannibal, Missouri. And, you know, WGU is a national university, and that we have graduates and students living in all 50 states. We have employees throughout the country as well. So I always like to ask the question, what is the best thing about your hometown? Just because I think it's an interesting question, and it's fun to hear what different, you know, what people say about their hometown. So tell us about Hannibal, Missouri, and what is the best thing about your hometown?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's interesting being in Hannibal. It actually has a lot in common with WGU in that it brings together people of all different walks of life. So if you're familiar with Hannibal, you know that that is Mark Twain's hometown. And so we have a very rich history here in Hannibal. And because of that, it brings people in from all over, not just the United States, but the world. And so every year we have hundreds of thousands of people that go down our main street. We have many, we're right on the Mississippi. So we have a lot of different cruise lines that come up and drop off their passengers for a day, and they tour the town. And so I think what is amazing about Hannibal is just the diversity that we experience. You know, you've got, you know, a town of about 20,000 people, but really we're much bigger than that. We've got fingers in the entire world because of the people that come here. And so, like I said, much like WGU and the people that we're reaching, it's just a very diverse community, and getting to experience history with so many different cultures is just an incredible experience.
I love that. And I can remember back to when I was 11. I think I came through Hannibal, Missouri. Again, one of those tourists. And I remember Mark Twain's home. I remember there was, isn't there a white, like a big white fence, a picket fence out front? Is that, am I remembering this correctly?
That is actually still standing. So I won't say how long ago, I think 11 might have been, but it that was a while back, I think, Jeff.
Yep.
And it is still there.
Awesome.
So the square area of Mark Twain's hometown, from his dad's law office, his home, that is all still standing, the original buildings. And we've got a little area that people go to. And as part of one of our big festivals that we do right around, I believe it's right around 4th of July, National Tom Sawyer Days, we actually have fence painting competitions. So you come down, and all different age groups, they compete to see who can paint those fences the quickest, and of course you win a prize. But yeah, that's actually a big part of the festivities in Hannibal. So yeah,
I love it. That's really cool. Yeah, what a great place to be from. Thank you for sharing that. So Jenny, I want to talk to you a little bit about your WGU experience as a student and then graduating, and kind of how that degree has helped you, and let you brag a little bit if you're comfortable with that. So maybe just kind of to set the stage and to tell your story, how did you first learn about WGU in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a friend of mine, and if she ends up listening to this, her name is Amanda. She is a nurse, and she wanted to further her career. And so she was looking at WGU because a lot of the nurses at her hospital come to WGU. And so she was telling me that she had planned on looking into WGU. She's actually wanting to get her master's here. And while she was looking, she realized that if you work at WGU, they do help to pay for part of your tuition. And so she went in to look at the available jobs and saw one that she thought was perfect for me, which was in the commencement team. And my background is in event management. And so I applied. And when I didn't get the job, I really started looking into WGU as an institution. And I absolutely fell in love with the mission and what we have accomplished in just a little over 25 years. And I knew that I wanted to be a part of that. And so it was the right time in my life to really make that career change. And so I did. I kind of decided this is where I wanted to be and started making my way there. I did not get hired the first couple times that I applied. And like I said, initially it was for the commencement team. And I'm thankful that although I love our commencement team, they're absolutely incredible, that I went through what I went through with WGU. I started in enrollment. And I think that that is a wonderful place for anybody to start. And so I really got to be on the forefront of our students coming in. I moved to our CLIPS team, which helps our nursing students with their clinical placements. And then as we spoke about earlier, I've now joined our alumni relations team, which will allow me to work with that commencement team, which I had originally tried to join a little over a year ago.
That's great background. And it speaks, I think, to your perseverance, right? Sometimes you interview for a job and in your mind, you get it on your first try. Well, for you, it sounds like you had a couple of attempts and it didn't go necessarily the way that you envisioned, but you kept after it, which speaks to you. And really, it speaks to a lot of our students and our graduates that, you know, a lot of our, if not most of those in this community had adversity dealt to them, mm-hmm. right? And they had to overcome that. Many of our students go back to school later in life when, when their original plans might've been derailed or mm-hmm. disrupted. And so tell me a little bit about why it was important for you, to earn a degree. And again, specifically how WGU kind of fit into that picture.
Yeah, absolutely. So prior to WGU, I was very fortunate. I had not needed a degree to have a professional presence. right out of high school, I was able to get a very good job and was very fortunate for 2 decades to really have a good career that didn't require a degree. But mm-hmm. there was something inside of me that had always wanted that. I had always, as a child and teenager, I had always planned to go to school. And like many people, plans change, especially right out of high school. That was my story. I got married very young. And thankfully, we're still standing 23 years later. But, that kind of changed my plans a little bit. And so there came a time, especially in working in higher ed, where you see maybe the job doesn't require it, but there's something inside of person that just wants to be able to say, I did it. And this was one of those situations. I was working in higher education. I was surrounded by people who had accomplished this amazing feat of getting their degree. And I just wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to readdress that dream that I'd had as a teenager and even as a young child of going and getting my degree. And so WGU really opened that window for me as an employee. They do offer tuition assistance with that. But even if they hadn't, WGU has an incredible window for people to be able to come in and chase that dream. And so, with the resources that they provide and just not just the resources, the tangible resources, but the encouragement that they provided through, just even talking with my enrollment counselors and just convincing me that, a couple of decades later, it was still worth it and I could still do it and it wasn't too late. WGU was exactly where I needed them to be when I needed them.
That's great. Thank you for sharing all that, Jenny. What has the degree meant to you personally?
Personally, it was a reminder of what I'm capable of doing. Like many adults, I think you just do what you have to do and it kind of snowballs and you find yourself 10, 20 years later looking back and going, that is not how I thought that was going to turn out. And this was one of those areas of my life that was not how I thought it was going to turn out. You start to feel like maybe it's too late and what's the point? But again, there's that drive inside of a person, I think, that says you were made for more and you can do more. You just have to believe in yourself. And going and getting that degree was that time in my life where I believed in myself enough to go back and do something that I had always wanted to do. And so on a level of, my confidence and my self-worth and value, it has just been a tremendous boost in that area.
I love hearing that. This was recently that you completed your degree, correct?
It was very recent. I completed it in August of 23, and then I ended up walking in September of 23.
Okay. So you walked, participated at a commencement. What city was that in?
That was in Chicago, which is about 5 hours from me. And we love Chicago. So it was a blessing to be able to go in that area.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit more about that experience. I know for myself, my commencement at WGU back in 2016 is a day that I will always remember, having my kids there with me and just, you know, again, this lifelong goal. Tell me a little bit about what that was experience of participating was like for you.
It was, you know, Jeff, it was one of the most incredible things I've ever been a part of. As far as the event itself, you know, and the scale, WGU is unmatched with what they do at a commencement. It's just incredible. But I have been in events. And so, you know, I wasn't surprised at the scale and the scope of the event, but I was more surprised at how it affected people and how it affected me. And walking into that arena, actually, it started in the parking lot. And I will say it was so hot standing out there in the parking lot. But even standing out there in that parking lot and being surrounded by thousands of people that I have never met in my life, we were developing relationships over just how hot it was. I mean, at every turn, the commencement was a chance to connect with people and really just do life with so many people, and to see that every single person that was standing there was a new life touched by WGU. And it just gives me chills. I get a little emotional, but it just gives me chills even now, just remembering being in that place. I will forever remember being at my commencement and knowing that my life and the lives of all these people and their families and their communities are forever changed because WGU served them in the way that they did.
Yeah, that's awesome. Who was there to support you?
So I had my husband and my mother and she newly married. So her husband and then some friends of ours that were able to join. Of course, it's, you know, it's a bit of a drive. So yeah. Would have had more, a lot of people remotely joining. But yeah, it was an incredible experience. The one person that was not there was my dad. And I know that I chatted with you about this previously, Jeff, just the whole reason for wanting to be in Chicago at that commencement was because it was my dad's birthday. And my dad passed away in June of 2017. And it was always one of his dreams to see me graduate. And so it was an incredible experience to get to walk on his birthday, and was actually my driving factor for completing. You know, they say when you start school, you better have a really good why. That was my why, was I wanted to walk on his birthday, and I got to do it. And it was the most incredible experience.
Jenny, thank you for sharing that. I'm getting chills just as you're recounting that. And I don't want to put you on the spot further, but what an emotional day I would imagine for you to want to accomplish that. But secondly, like you said, as a tribute really to your father.
It was incredibly emotional. And little overshare actually. So my dad was cremated. And so I was able to have a little charm that is, Jeff, you can see this. I know obviously the audience cannot, but my tassel is hanging up behind me. And on my tassel, there's a little charm with a picture of my dad and I. And in that charm is some of his ashes. So he actually got to be there with me, which was the most incredible thing.
Jenny, thank you for sharing that with me, with our audience. That is so sweet. And what an incredible backstory to really your accomplishment.
And
I know that he's proud of you today.
Thank you.
And what you're accomplishing. So thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that with all of us. Now, that was this fall.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a little bit of time. Well, not that much time has passed, but shortly after you graduated and then you walked in Chicago on your dad's birthday. How cool. You recently re-enrolled in another program, in a master's program. Tell us a little bit about that and what your motivation for re-enrolling.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. I thought I'd take a nice little break in between. And then I realized I missed school, which is interesting because now that I'm doing my master's, I think maybe I should have taken a little bit longer break. But, you know, once you get started, it's kind of hard to stop. You know, you realize that you can do it and you realize the worth. And so, you know, you asked what the driving factor for me was. I think I have ambitions and now I'm ready to go for them. And, you know, I've joined the alumni relations team and I cannot wait to see what I get to do with that. I know in our previous conversation, Jeff, I was able to share with you kind of my motivation for joining the alumni relations team and really getting this degree kind of ties in with that. So going back to commencement and, you know, sitting on the floor there with my classmates whom I'd never met, and most of them, you know, I probably will never meet again. I had this feeling, you know, I wanted to work in events with WGU because I've decided, you know, WGU is home. This is my family and my career path, and events are my passion. But there was a switch that flipped sitting there on that floor. And I realized that that day was the greatest day of most of our lives, if not the greatest, one of the greatest. And, you know, most people probably had friends and family there supporting them, cheering them on. They've been through this journey with them. But in a couple weeks, couple days, maybe a couple months, that's going to wear off. And real life is going to set in. And the enthusiasm, the excitement that people feel for you as that graduate is going to die down, as it naturally will. But in our minds, as the graduates, as the alums, this is still one of the greatest accomplishments that we've ever had. And I wanted to be a part of a group that reminded the alumni what they accomplished. You know, our traditional student is not a high school student right out of school going, you know, into college with not a whole lot of responsibility. Most of our students are later in life. You know, they've got kids, they've got full-time jobs, and what they're accomplishing when they go and get a degree is absolutely incredible. And I wanted to be on that team to tell them 5 years, 10 years from now, what you did is still one of the most incredible things. We are in your corner. We're here to support you and cheer you on. And we are still so incredibly proud of you. We have not forgotten what you did. And not knowing even that the alumni relations position would happen. But now that I am aware of that, and knowing that this is a growing area of WGU, and there's just so much potential in this area, I really wanted to maximize my opportunity for my reach. And I really felt like a master's degree was going to help me get there. And so, you know, I know Robert is also listening. Robert is our boss. I have absolutely no intentions of leaving the team with higher ambitions, but I definitely want to be prepared and be a valuable leader on this team. And I think that this master's degree is going to help me do that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing all of that. And I, like I said a few minutes ago, you're a wonderful addition to the team, and this degree will only make you stronger and better in a leadership role, but also just in a interpersonal connection role with your peers and colleagues, and really ultimately, like you're saying, I mean, to be able to plan events and to network and to connect with our graduates and to help them reap the benefits of why they came to WGU in the first place. So I think it's outstanding. All right, so you're just a little bit into the program. Has there been anything that surprised you or anything that scared you in terms of the coursework that you've been involved in so far?
No, I love it. I love it. It's a lot of papers, as a master's degree is. No, I really do. I think it's incredibly well laid out. The team between my mentors and then the instructors, absolutely incredible. The material is so thorough, and I feel like they've really addressed what needs to be addressed in this program. And personally, I highly recommend it to anyone considering it.
I love it. Shout out to your mentor. Who's your mentor?
Well, so I have a mentor team. My mentor, it's five different people, and I'm going to be completely honest. I haven't really connected super personally with them because of the holidays. So I would have to go look up all of their names. I know my primary mentor is Ryan, and then her backup mentor is Amy. But I'd have to look up the last names, but, yeah, they send me text messages, and they're not just the automated text messages. They're actually very personalized to me and what we have talked about previously. Just checking on me. I know they have really, I think they were aware of how quickly I went from my bachelor's to my master's and wanted to make sure that, you know, the burnout wasn't anything that was causing an issue. So yeah, just being really intentional about checking on me as a person and not just me as, you know, another student.
I love that.
But yes, absolute shout out. Sorry, I can't give you all their names, but they deserve more than just a shout out. They're incredible.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. And you'll get to know them over the coming weeks and months for sure, as many of our students can attest and our graduates that their calls and their interactions, whether through email or text or you know, in any of those cases, that they are meaningful and encouraging and helpful as we go to the degree. So, Jenny, it's been so great talking with you and you know, having you share more of your story with me and with, again, this growing alumni audience that I'm amazed the speed at which WGU grows, right? I mean, every single day, people are enrolling, people are graduating, and it's just so fun to be a part of this university and to see the impact that it's having. And not only on the impact that the university is having, but really more so that the impact that the graduates, our alumni and our students are having within their communities and within their their professions and all of that. So again, thank you for being willing to share your story and to join us.
Thank you.
As we conclude the interview, I wanted to give you the final word. And I wanted to maybe just ask you if you had a message for this audience, for your fellow peers as we wrap the interview.
Yeah, well, first, Jeff, just thank you so much for having me. This has just been a pleasure. You know, there are a couple messages that I would share. First of all, I would say if you're a current student, please, please don't give up. And if you're, you know, if you find that you're struggling, reach out to your mentors, reach out to the resources that we have at WGU. I can tell you from being both a student but also working here that we have such a heart for our students, and WGU really does want to make this the absolute most incredible experience. And so if that's not the experience for some reason that you're having right now, if you need some extra help or support, please reach out. It is there and we want to give it to you. So as a student, I'm so proud of you, and you should be so incredibly proud of yourselves for what you're doing. To the alumni, I would say this, and one thing that I didn't mention earlier is, you know, in my experience as a student, the alumni were just absolutely crucial. And, you know, you have your mentors and you have your instructors and they are incredible. But to have the alumni who have gone before you say, these are things that worked for me, cheering you on and really just having them in your corner, that was incredible. It always amazed me when I'd go into our Facebook groups and people would be talking about, you know, they're struggling with a certain course or something. And one of the alumni would chime in and they'd say, listen, I remember being there, but you can do this. And these are some things that worked for me. And it amazed me that, I mean, these are people that never met one another and they're still coming into the chat and they're still contributing and encouraging. And so as an alum, now I want to be that person that does that. But also I really encourage any other alums, if you're not doing that, if you're not finding a way to go back and encourage and mentor, I really encourage you to do so. It is so rewarding to be able to see somebody get it because you gave some explanation that they were able to understand. And so I really, really want to just really encourage our alumni to get involved and go back and contribute to this experience that our current students are having, because you don't know what kind of lives you're going to be changing. And that's what we're in the game of change here at WGU. You know, if you're an alum, you know what the difference WGU makes. Come back and do the same for other people. I think you will be so surprised at how rewarding it is for you. And definitely you're going to be helping to change lives.
What a great message. Thank you, Jenny, for your time today.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the WGU Alumni Podcast. To learn more about the WGU Alumni Community, visit www.wgu.edu/alumni. To learn more about anything heard on today's episode, visit www.wgu.edu/podcast. This podcast was produced by the Alumni Relations Department and the WGU Production Studios, recorded and remastered by Thomas Bajeros. Thank you to our alumni network, now over 300,000 strong and growing.